SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
In today's program, Clock Tower in Montego Bay to be repaired, and we'll also have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome and do stay with us. Mayor of Montego Bay and Chairman of the St. James Parish Council, Glendon Harris, says the city's clock tower is to be repaired and a new clock purchased at a cost of $23,000. In an interview with Roundabout JA, Councillor Harris said the project has been one of his main objectives since taking up office 2 years ago.
As I indicated in my inauguration speech, one of the 11 things that I spoke to was the refurbishing of the clock tower and the town clock. I have done the retaining wall already and is actively seeking funding to do the clock tower and the entire area, with the entire aesthetics entrance into the immediate city.
He says the sidewalks along the main entrance on Barnett Street, as well as the entire front section of the post office near the clock tower, will be refurbished. Councillor Suzette Brown, who will be spearheading the project, says citizens who traverse the Barnett Street area often lament about the poor appearance. She says consultations are being held with funding agencies. An architect, along with the superintendent of roads and works and the parish council's building officer, has started putting together designs for the project.
Jamaica Social Investment Fund JASIF is now located on the ground floor, Dorchester Building, 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5. Please note that the entrance to our office is on Norwood Avenue. Our telephone number remains the same. Call us at 968-4545. Remember, JASIF is now located at 11 Oxford Road, Kingston 5, entrance on Norwood Avenue. JASIF, investing for community development.
Under Vision 2030, one of the national outcomes is to have a healthy and stable population. In order to achieve this, a health promotion approach will be taken and healthy lifestyle practices encouraged. Emphasis will be placed on strengthening primary healthcare delivery while improving secondary and tertiary care. This is all part of the goal to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Our community notices for today. You're invited to a public forum being hosted by the Jamaica Society for the Blind, Friday, February 27, at its offices on Old Hope Road, Kingston 6, at 4:30 p.m. Representatives from the National Works Agency, the Town Clerk's Office, and an attorney will be in attendance to discuss the conditions on our roadways. And the Nakumbuka Foundation will be celebrating with the Michael University College through poetry, food, drumming, lectures, and much more. Thursday, beginning at the Marcus Garvey Shrine at 4:30 p.m. and Friday at the Michael University College campus. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
There are two types of cassavas. They have the bitter and the sweet cassava. The bitter cassava, it could only be used to make pudding or bami. But I was told that it has a poisonous substance in there, and that can be extracted by grating the item and leaving it overnight to drain. The powdery substance was used to make bamis. And then also the pudding, we used to call it pone at that time, because the finish would be a very hard substance. We could normally eat that with some chocolate tea, and that could keep it for the whole day.
That was Basil Rowe over in Clarendon. Remember, you too can share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for your company. With student engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.